Welcome to Life, Lessons, and Laughter with your host, Glenn Ambrose.
Hello, welcome everybody. Hope you're all doing well. All is well here in the mountains. So today we're going to talk about dating. Woo, dating. How exciting. Anybody that's tuning into this, this is probably a loaded topic, right? God only knows where this one's going to go. You know, I have some things in mind, but there's so many offshoots that can happen. We'll see. So, yeah, dating has been coming up lately. So that's, you know, usually the reason why I do a podcast on something. So I've often mentioned that living in the Dominican Republic makes me more aware of things just for many reasons. One, because it's so different. When things are very different, right, you see things in a different way, obviously, right? Because they're different. So you see them differently. You interact with them differently. So you become aware of the differences. That's the obvious aspect. But the other aspect that I really enjoy is that you get to look back on what was your norm before you were exposed to these differences and compare. And that's very interesting to me. So I really enjoy it. That's one of the reasons why I enjoy living over here, because I can do that with just about anything and everything, including dating. So I'm sure that's going to be an aspect of it, that the dating here as opposed to the United States and the difference between the two, and there's quite a few of them. But before that, I want to touch on dating in general. You know, dating, to me, there's just too much pressure in dating. You know, I think back when dating was, I don't know if I want to say easier, but more simple maybe. And that was when I was in high school or around then. It was like people dated all the time. It wasn't a big deal for somebody to go on a date with somebody. I mean, you know, you were kids, so maybe you made a big deal out of it, but everybody else was doing it at the same time. And sometimes you would go on a date or two. Sometimes you might not even tell anybody, right? Or just your close friends. And then sometimes you date for a little while and it just didn't seem right for some reason. And you just stop dating and people didn't really take it personally so much. Or if they did, they get over it quick because you're in the same school. You saw each other all the time. And it was like, you know, what are you going to do? Walk around pissed off at this person forever, you know? And then sometimes it would last and then you break up and those would be a little harder and it'd be all the emotions and all that stuff. But my point is that there was lots of dating and it didn't seem, and I know there's variances in this, but it didn't seem so much, at least from my perspective, that everybody was so focused on finding who they were going to marry. It was just, you just dated. And if you enjoyed the date, you went on another one. And if you didn't enjoy the date, maybe you didn't, or maybe you went on one or two more and then you stopped it dating them. Like it wasn't that big of a deal. And I believe that is the mindset that adults need to get back to. We make too big of a deal out of dating. And it's this quest. Like when we give our brain a job to do, it attempts to complete that job. Okay. And this works in all areas of our lives. So we can say, okay, I want to change careers, but I don't know what to do. So then we put all this pressure on ourselves. What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And then we look into something and it's like, oh no, well, I don't think I'd like that part of it. So, we get confused because we're always trying to get to the answer. Like, what am I supposed to do? We're too focused on that. And we're not focused on gathering information and allowing the answer to just show itself. Now, I've talked about this before. So it's dating is the same thing. Stop trying to figure out if the person you are with has flaws or doesn't have flaws, or if they're the right person, or if they're right for you, or if they're not right for you, or if you like this about them or you don't like that about them. Like, it's like going on a freaking job interview half the time, you know, energetically, you know, and it's not real comfortable. Like, if you actually pick up on the energy of somebody doing that to you, it's not real comfortable. You know, when they're drilling you and questioning you and it seems like they're trying to decipher who you are and if you're a good fit for them. And it's like, you can't even get to know somebody that way. Not really. All you do is get a bunch of answers to questions. Like, if you want to do that, just have people fill out resumes to date you, you know? So to me, you know, the healthy dynamic in dating, and quite honestly, it makes it a lot more fun, like dating in general, as well as the date you're on in the moment, is just doing that, being in the moment, being present with the person that you are with, and just allowing whatever's going to unfold, not trying to control it, not trying to figure it out. Just, you're just there with another human being. Like, it might be a good example for some people, to some others not, but some people, to think of it like you're going to have lunch with a new friend that you met of the same sex, assuming you're not dating somebody of the same sex, right? So you're going to go out to lunch with somebody of the same sex, or somebody that you're not interested in dating. It's just obvious that it's just a friendship, or it's just somebody from work that you seem to get along with, so you're going to go have lunch. What do you do in those scenarios? You sit there and you just enjoy the moment. You have a conversation. The conversation isn't forced. And you know what happens? By proxy of that conversation, you get to know the other person. Just in a natural way, organically. So, and usually both parties are relaxed, right? Which allows them to show their authentic self more. You know, that's the other thing. People read energy better than we realize they're reading energy. And if it's this inquisitive fact-finding mission, it feels like an inquisitive fact-finding mission. Even if people are unaware of it on a conscious level, like a lot of times people who read energy unconsciously. Okay. So that would play out like this. Like, two people are on a date, one or both of them are in an inquisitive state of mind, trying to figure out if this is the right one, or if this is somebody that they want to continue dating, or if there's any parts of them that they don't like, or any parts of them that they do like. It's very inquisitive and fact-finding. And if the other person picks up on that, what they're going to do is they're going to unconsciously, you know, sometimes consciously too, but this happens on an unconscious level a lot. They're going to try to give the right answers. Why? Because that, like, people aren't stupid. They know what you want to hear. You know, like, oh, do you get mad all the time? No, of course not. Like, who's going to say yes all the time? And I like punching people as well. Nobody's going to say that on a date. So why ask the question? Hopefully you guys aren't asking that question. But this is kind of what happens. You know, it sounds silly when we say it on a conscious level, but this is what's happening on an unconscious level, where, you know, we're drilling people energetically to try to find out if they're good enough. And then we wonder why these people try to act like they're good enough. because that's what we want from them. We're trying to get them to be good enough. We're trying to find out if they're good enough, and people pick up on that. So they try to act good enough, you know? So it's about relaxing, man, and just enjoying the time with a person as if they're just a friend, you know? And that can be actually be a very helpful way to look at it, to mentally prepare yourself. Be like, you know what? I'm just going to go out. And maybe women are better at this than men. We're all a little bit better at certain things because of the dynamic. See, men are usually the pursuers. We have been for generations, and women are usually the pursuees. So women have a tendency more to sit back and kind of say, like, I don't know if I want to be with this person romantically. I want to get to know them first. Plus, they're more emotionally based, right? Where men are more fact-based and more visual. So sometimes they might look at a woman and be like, oh, I definitely want to be with her romantically from a visual standpoint. Maybe I'll get to know her too, you know? So it's like, there's all that dynamic. But if you just, we can push all that aside by just kind of going, hey, I'm just going to enjoy this moment, you know? And like I said, I think maybe women are kind of set up to do that a little bit more naturally than men. So maybe men need to do this a little bit more. But if we're both conscious of it, we both can do it consciously. So, you know, go just enjoy the time. And when I really started doing this, I've been doing it for quite a while now. And I enjoy dating. Like, I used to hate dating. Oh, my God. Like, with a passion. It was, I did not like it. There's a lot of things about it I did not like. And now I really enjoy it because I'm not expecting anything out of it. And I'm just there. And if I go on a date with somebody, with a woman, and like, let's say it's obvious to me that I don't want to be in a romantic relationship with her, that's fine. Like, I still really enjoy the date because my goal, what I tell my brain I'm trying to do, is to go enjoy the company of another human being, specifically a female in my case, and that's it, you know, I'm just going to enjoy my time with a woman and go enjoy my time, because there are different dynamics between men and men and women and women. So that's why I include that piece, because like, if I go hanging out with friends for a year and never date a woman, and then all of a sudden I go hang out with a woman one-on-one, there's a different dynamic there, right? So I include that piece. I'm going out to spend time with a woman and enjoy that time. That's it. And I really do. And it doesn't matter if they're not somebody I want to be with in a relationship. I can still connect with them as a human being and enjoy the time together, enjoy dinner or talking, conversation, or a walk on the beach or whatever. I can just enjoy that because I don't have any expectations. So therefore, I'm not let down. I'm not like, oh, is this the one? Oh, is she? Yeah. Oh, no. Look, I just wasted an afternoon because like I went on a date and this person isn't perfect for me and I'm probably not going to see him again. So what a waste. Like people think moving towards what you want is a waste if you don't get it right then, which is absurd. You know, like it's actually been coming up in sports a lot, but I'm not going to get into that. But it's you know, you play a whole year of sports. I'll touch on it. You play a whole year of sports, then you don't win the championship, and everybody's like, "Oh, that was a waste." Like, huh? That was a waste. So I spent a whole year doing what I love, playing a sport that I enjoy, pouring my heart out with my blood, sweat, and tears to be the best version of myself in a particular outlet. And that is a waste because I didn't win the championship. Like my whole year, like we just That's just trash. Doesn't mean anything because you're not the grand champion of the world because you lost one game at the end of the year or something. You know, it's like, of course it's not a waste. Like, dating isn't a waste. You're just going out socializing. You know, working towards a career change isn't a waste if it doesn't work out right away. It's like, we want guaranteed results in everything before. And if we attempt something and it doesn't work out perfectly, then the time that we were shooting towards what we wanted was a waste. No, it's not. What were you going to do instead? Sit on your ass on a couch all day? Like, that's a waste. Going towards what you want is not a waste ever. It's not a waste of time. Whether it works out or whether it doesn't work out, it's not a waste going after what you want. It's participating in the unfoldment of your own life that brings joy. It's a joyful thing. Unless you're too attached to an outcome, which is a spiritual law, right? Non-attachment to an outcome. So we got to throw that out. Expectations, another gigantic thing that causes problems, which is basically the same energy as being attached to an outcome. So we got to toss the expectations out the window because that's the best way to get let down, right? And just enjoy spending time and getting to know another human being. That's it. And it's fun and it's interesting. So who cares if they're not somebody that you want to be with again? Like, honestly, I enjoy dating so much. Like, over the last couple of years, I'd say this has happened more. Well, maybe not the last couple of years, maybe a little gap before that. A few years ago, it seemed like a lot of the women, I guess I was experimenting with this. So it was years ago when I was experimenting with this in the beginning. It worked so well. I enjoyed it so much that honestly, women were telling me they didn't want to date me again on a regular basis. And the reason they were was because I could go out with the same woman five times knowing that I wasn't romantically interested in her, or the relationship wasn't going to work, or we weren't right for each other, or she wasn't jamming on me, or whatever. Like, I could feel that, and I would still go out with the same woman over and over again because I didn't view it as a waste of time. I enjoyed it. I was still like, even if it wasn't somebody that I wanted to like, you know, I don't know another term, date, like somebody I didn't want to romantically be with, I would just be like, yeah, you want to go, you know, you want to go grab some dinner, go for a walk? Because I would enjoy getting to know a different perspective from a different person and a different personality. So after a while, you know, four or five dates, the woman would be like, you know, I think we should probably stop seeing each other. I don't think, you know, this is the right connection for a date. And I'm like, yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, it's not. I was just enjoying hanging out, and so I did, you know. So I think I've gotten better at that, but it's still. But I'm not looking for it. I'm not trying to figure it out after each day or during each day. Oh, should I end it now? Should I stop it? Is this going somewhere? I'm not asking myself those questions. It's just, I just relax, and everything is energy, and it just flows. So. Yeah, I can't talk about dating without talking about my favorite quote. I'm not a Woody Allen fan, but I love this Woody Allen quote. I just haven't really watched his movies. But growing up, big radio station in Boston was WAAF. And they used to play these little movie quotes every once in a while in between songs. And there were kind of a lot of times they were out of the blue, you know, and it was so that they were funny. And this Woody Allen quote that I remember from my teenage years was I heard, you know, this quote comes on and Woody Allen's talking to a woman he's dating. And he says, you know, love or dating or whatever, love is like a shark. It has to constantly keep moving forward or else it dies. And I think what we have on our hands is a dead shark. You know? And I love that. Like, I thought it was funny, when I was younger, but a part of it must have resonated. And when I got older, I thought of it and I was like, oh my God, that's such a good metaphor for the energy in dating, because that's how it is. Like, nothing stays the same in this realm, in the temporal realm. Nothing stays the same. It morphs, it grows, it's all organic, right? So relationships are like that, even in the beginning of dating. So as you date somebody, what's going to happen is, as you date, you're going to, over time, the more time you spend with somebody, you're either going to start coming together more, like the energy is going to be congruent and you're going to enjoy spending time with each other more and more and more. And you're going to look forward to seeing them more and more and more. And you're going to want to see them more and more and more. You know, that is, so your energies are growing closer. There's an attraction. There's a thing that is at least at that moment in time working. And your energies are coming closer together, right? That's progress in a relationship. So either that's going to happen when you're dating, or you're going to keep, if you keep spending time with person, you're either going to start getting closer and forming a deeper bond, or you're going to start breaking away and you're going to start having less in common. One of the two is going to happen, guaranteed. You cannot spend time with somebody over and over and over again and have it not break one way or the other, because nothing ever stays the same in this realm. We are in a temporal realm, so it's going to shift one way or another. You're either going to start bonding more, or you're going to start wanting to get away from each other more. That's it. And it's, we don't even need to understand it. You know, a lot of times I think we get too much into the knowledge and understanding of things. Like, it's so important, where really knowledge, intellectual knowledge, is like so surfacey. That's on the surface. What's more important and deeper is energy and understanding it and feeling it and being able to ride it. Just awareness of it. Like, I don't have to understand. Like, who cares? Oh, well, she's too much into her career. She doesn't have time for me, or her go-to is shutting down when she argues, and that's not my favorite go-to, or like, who knows? There's 6 billion reasons why a relationship might work out or might not work out. And it's just trying to intellectualize it, to me, is such a waste of time. It's just like, who cares? Who cares why? It just doesn't seem to be working. I don't know, energetically, for some reason, I'm not feeling closer. I'm feeling a separation. So we should separate. It's just natural. It's okay. And it doesn't have to be a reason, you know, not at least a reason that you understand, except I don't really feel the desire to keep seeing this person. Well, okay. Well, then probably not a person you should keep seeing then. I have this strong desire to keep seeing this person. Oh, maybe you should keep seeing them then. Pretty simple, you know. I mean, unless there's something obvious. I mean, if somebody punches you in the head in the middle of a date and you go home and you go, for some reason, I want to keep seeing this person. Well, you might want to talk to a therapist or a life coach. That's a problem. There's some self-work you need to do, obviously, and maybe dating shouldn't be on top of your priority list. So loosen up, man. Like, it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, people, oh yeah, but I'm older. I don't want to sit around dating all the time. I want to find the right one. Well, tough crap. That's not how it works. So, sorry. You know, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's the other spiritual law, resistance to what is. Like, that ain't how the world works. Sorry. Like, there is no way just to look around and pick the right person and go, oh, yeah, okay, good. I don't really like dating, so I'm just going to grab this one and we'll be in a relationship that's happy and healthy for the rest of our lives, because I don't feel like going through the process of dating, because I know what's best and how life works, and I don't feel like doing that. It's like, sorry, you just got to go with the flow of life. This is life. This is how it works. So relax, you know, go with it. And I think, you know, dating apps are a big thing too. And I think the misconception with dating apps is that, like that they're more than a tool to get to people to begin dating. That's all they are. Like if you think you're going to get to know somebody through texting and whether you're like, I know long distance stuff has happened before, but, and sometimes it works out beautiful. I would have to say the majority of people that like actually develop relationships without meeting and spending time together, like personally, like in person, you know, I mean, I guess Zoom, I've never really dated over Zoom, honestly. So I don't know. I'm sure that's a step up from texting or phone conversations. That might work, maybe. Like I said, I've never done it, so I can't speak on it. But the dating apps, like you're not going to get to know somebody by texting or even phone calls. And phone calls a little better than texting, you know, like there's stages. And so I guess this is what I need to say right now is that there's not one right way, right? I'm sure that there's been a couple people that have fallen in love through text. I'm sure that there's some people that have fallen in love and developed relationships by phone. I'm sure there's some that have done it by Zoom, especially during COVID. But what I'm saying is nothing better than doing it in person, because then you can really feel the energy between you two, you know? So dating apps are nothing more than a way of connecting to go out on a date. That's it. Don't try to get to know people. Just be like, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, you can read a little bit. Like if somebody writes in their bio, like, you know, that people never see, this is the problem. People don't write negative things about themselves in a bio. So how the hell are you going to find them? You know, I've said this many times over the years because it's a good example of how people show their representatives usually. Is like, the like if you go on all the dating apps, there are no apps that say I'm a controlling, manipulative pain in the butt that wants to control other people in all areas of my life. Like I don't think there's a one bio on a dating app that says that. And if there is, it's probably a joke. So like the reason is because nobody perceives themselves as that. And even if they did, they sure as heck, they're not going to put that out there because it's not socially acceptable. So therefore they wouldn't get any dates. So they don't do it. And yet there are people like this. You know, you go out into the dating world and people like, oh my God, I meet people like that all the time. It's like, yeah, that's because they're out there. You know, they are out there. But yet they're not on a dating app. So the dating app is, like I said, it's just a tool to find somebody that maybe, you know, I think the physical is most apparent on the dating apps because you usually look at a picture. And if they actually look like their picture, you might be able to tell if there's some level of physical attraction, whether that's high on your list or whether it's low on your list, it's on your list somewhere. There's got to be some level of physical attraction. You know, it doesn't mean you're shallow because you like being physically attracted to your partner. It's part of it. That's part of the connection. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're a shallow person and nothing is important. Nothing but that is important to you, you know? So just use it as that. Don't take it so seriously. You know, I mean, maybe what is it that Tinder is the one that you swipe. So maybe those are better. Because maybe the others give you this illusion that you're actually going to get to know people on an app, which I don't think you really are. So just find somebody that you might be attracted to that might say some stuff that isn't appalling on their freaking bio and go meet them and just go spend time with another human being and enjoy your time with that human being. And if you spend time with them a few times and it starts turning into something, cool. If it doesn't, cool. It's okay. Go date somebody else. You know, it's just relax. Don't take it so seriously, you know. What was the other thing that I've had come up in conversation over the years and stuff about dating? And it popped into my head a couple times, but I was talking about something else. I don't know, it'll come up. So that's kind of the overview, I think, of dating. Relax. Don't take it so seriously. Just be yourself. That was the other piece. So relax and be yourself. Like, one of the things that I found a good way to relax, and I learned this by doing it on job interviews. You know, when I was getting back into personal training, I was going to be interviewing with, like, I applied to every gym in town. So I was going to be going on multiple interviews. So I stopped and I was like, what energy do I want to bring into an interview? And what came to me was, like, it's not so important to give the right answer. Because everybody's going to give the right answer and I'm qualified. So I don't necessarily need to prove that I'm qualified. Like, what do I want? And I was like, well, I just want it to be a relaxing, genuine connection with the person that's interviewing me. That would be nice, you know? And I was like, oh yeah, that does sound nice. And I think that they would enjoy the interview. And if they enjoy the interview, then they're probably more likely to hire me. And most people that they're interviewing are qualified for the position. So I don't think it's that's going to determine their decision. So I was like, yeah, I want to be relaxed. And I was like, well, how am I going to be relaxed by telling myself to be relaxed? You know, that's stress inducing. Relax, relax. Like, I can't, you know? So I was like, well, what if I got out of myself and I made them the priority instead of me the priority? So I want them to be relaxed. How would I achieve that? I'm like, well, I guess I would have to be relaxed for them to be relaxed. How are they going to be relaxed if I'm all stressed out, right? So the first thing I need to do is be relaxed myself. And I think that will create safe space to allow them to be relaxed. So that's what I did. And my interviews went extraordinarily well. I mean, one person that I ended up taking a job with took me to lunch. The interview was like, we're talking for a long time. Hour and a half, 2 hours. And he's like, hey, you want to go grab lunch, continue the conversation? Sure. We went out, had lunch, and he bought me lunch. It was wonderful, you know? And I really enjoyed working with him for years. So what it is that relaxation is my point. So relax. So how is somebody going to be relaxed with you if you're not relaxed, right? So of course you're going to relax, but if you're trying to make yourself relax, that can stress you out. So just kind of think about doing it for the other person. You know, I just want to provide a safe, relaxed space for the other person during this date. That's a good intention to go out on a date on, you know, and two reasons. One, because it's more enjoyable and it's relaxing and you can actually get to know the real person, right? Because if somebody is stressed out and tense and trying to project a certain persona to you, a certain representative of who they are, then you're not really getting to know who they actually are. But if you're relaxed and creating safe space, they're more likely to show you who they are quicker. Even if they think they're supposed to have an act on, it's like they're going to show you who they are quicker. So this is why, like, you know, me having a background with alcoholism, I use this as an example too. I've had many women, friends, clients, etc., go that are dating come to me and they're like, oh, Glenn, you know, I think this guy drank too much on our first date. So that's got to be a red flag, right? I should end it, right? And right there, I can tell their brain is trying to figure out whether they should end it or whether they shouldn't end it. Instead of just enjoying their time. And, you know, me being an alcoholic, they really think there's a good chance of getting a yes answer. So they think they already know the answer before they ask the question. And I always say, no, like, no, that's not necessarily a red flag. Maybe they were nervous. Maybe they had a tough day. Maybe the drinks were stronger than they realized and it hit them. And maybe they went home and were like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just did that on a first date. Like, don't worry about it. I mean, if somebody gets smashed out of their mind and, you know, well, sure, you know, but I mean, if somebody has one too many drinks and gets a little tipsy, you know, maybe they're nervous. Like, maybe it's not that big of a deal. Maybe it won't happen again. So relax. Now, if it keeps happening, then yeah, maybe they have a drinking problem. But what's interesting is the more relaxed you are, the less you're trying to figure out if they have a drinking problem, the quicker they're going to show you if they have a drinking problem. If you're like, if you make them defensive by your energy and be like, oh, are they drinking too much? They might be drinking too much. Or if you say something or even thinking that, people read energy and they can tell when they're being judged. So what they're going to do is they're going to hide their drinking problem longer. Right? Because they can feel that you're trying to figure out whether they have a drinking problem, and they don't want you to know that they have a drinking problem. That's the whole point of having a drinking problem. So they're going to try to hide it from you. So this is another benefit that comes, and everything's like that. It's not just drinking problems. It's anger issues. It's you name it. Any personality difficulty that you might not like, people are more likely to show it to you if you're relaxed and they're relaxed. If they can just be their true self around you, you're going to see their flaws quicker. If they can't be their true selves around you because they can feel that you're always trying to figure them out, they're going to hang on to their representative a lot longer and not show you their true selves. Okay. So this is yet another reason to be relaxed. So that's my overview. So now I'm just going to touch on the differences, the U.S. and Dominican to some degree. And I'm going to try to keep it to the main differences because the subtle differences are there too. But then when you start getting into the subtle differences, you start realizing that it's more case-by-case basis, right? Because the subtle differences, of course, there are some people in the DR that are like this, and some people in the DR that are not like that because it's just subtle. And then same in the United States or other developed countries, there's some that are kind of like this and some that are not like this. And, you know, guys, bear with me. If I just say United States, it's because I'm from the United States. I don't mean that the United States is the only place on earth that's a developed country that people behave in this way. I'm more specifically attuned to it because I lived in it for 50 something years, right? So if there are, I'm sure there are some differences between the United States and Europe, right? And England and Germany and all that stuff. But as a general rule, societal standards are fairly similar. Okay. So, you know, when I'm talking about the United States, if I say that, I mean more developed countries. Okay. So the differences that I've seen is the United States, I found extremely difficult to date because it was hard. How do I say? I don't know, man. It just seemed like I could not do anything right around women in the United States. That's how it felt. And, you know, fortunately, I worked through this, so I understood it wasn't my problem. But like in the United States, and it's not just like women, it's the culture itself. Like in the United States, if you look at another person too long, or sometimes smile or say hi to somebody that you don't know, they think it's weird. Whereas over here, everybody's smiling and saying hello to one another. So that plays into it when you start getting a little deeper into a dating dynamic. So it's like, you know, and women get offended in the United States sometimes if you compliment them. because, you know, it's, I guess it's perceived that you're just looking at them as a piece of meat, which isn't necessarily true. But like, it's difficult to compliment women because half of them, you know, it's not all women. That's what it is. It's just that there's enough women that behave this way, that if you're a guy, like, it's difficult to lead with the chin if you get punched in the face all the time, right? So like, if you do something as a man, you're the pursuer. Like, as a general rule, if you're a woman, you could go your entire life without asking out another human being, and you could be in as many relationships as you want, date almost as much as you want. Whereas men, if you do not develop the courage to go up, face rejection, and ask a woman out, you're going to be alone for the rest of your life, most likely. Because very rarely do women approach men. It happens, but it's very rare. So most of the time, you have to put yourself out there as a man and face rejection. And when you face rejection and you get the negative consequences, and I don't mean the, oh, thank you, you know, I appreciate that, you know, that it's like a compliment. Being asked out should be like a compliment, because somebody's looking at you for some reason, either, even if it's physically, it's okay. They think you're pretty. That's a compliment. When women say you're pretty, it's a compliment. So when men say you're pretty or act like you're pretty, that should be a compliment, as long as they're not being creepy about it, right? So if a man asks you out, that is like, there's something about you, may it be physical or something else, that they find attractive. Like, one time I asked out a girl because she was laughing. Literally, I was like, I like being around women that are happy. So that was like kind of in the forefront of my mind. And I saw this woman and she was laughing and having fun with her sister. And I was like, I'm going to ask her out. And I did. And it was that was the main reason. It was like, she seems happy. You know, she's laughing, having fun. So it could be a lot of things, but it's always a compliment. It's always something they like, you know? So, but like, if you go ask women and you get rude responses, and I understand it's difficult for women. I'm not trying to, you know, I have to speak from a man's perspective because that's what I am. But I do understand a female perspective. Sometimes when you're going out with your friends, or when you're with your kids or with your family, or just in a mood, like, you don't feel like getting hit on by a guy all the time. And if you're attractive, it probably happens more than you like. I get it. It's not easy, you know, but do we have to be rude to strange people that are just trying to compliment you? Like, I think that's too far. You know, life isn't easy sometimes. You know, it's not easy to put yourself out there as a guy and face rejection. So it's not easy for us. So I understand that it's not easy for you, but we're both doing things that aren't easy. So if women could be a little bit kinder to men when they're approached and asked out, and not make fun of them in front of their friends or make them feel like a jackass for asking them out or something like that, that would be really good. Just take it as a compliment, say no, thank you, and move on. If they keep pushing and you need to be rude to get them away, fine. They deserve it because they're pushing and they're not taking no for an answer. Fine. Got it. You know, but at first, you know, just, could we assume that the guy asking you out is giving you a compliment and trying to be nice, and they actually have a heart in there? And maybe you shouldn't stab a blade into it. You know, it can feel like that sometimes, especially depending on the confidence level of the guy, you know, and where they are. I've gone through stages where sometimes when I was younger, I could ask out any girl and I could give two craps what she said. Yes, no, screw you. I didn't care. It didn't affect me at all. I was very self-absorbed at that time. You know, and then as my heart opened more as I got older, is like when somebody was really rude, it freaking hurt, you know, until I learned that it wasn't really about me and it was about them. You know, that's, anyway. So it's difficult. I found it difficult to date in the United States because it's just not as friendly and it's not as open and it's not as relaxed. And I honestly don't think I'm doing a very good job explaining it. So I apologize. I'm trying, you know, remember my words are just signposts pointing towards things that it's just difficult. Dates felt like I was being judged immensely. I never knew who was attracted to me. Never. Like almost never. Maybe one or two girls actually started behaving towards me in a way, and it was so weird that I didn't even understand what was going on until after a while I looked at them and I'm like, are you hitting on me? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so rare. I didn't even know how to recognize it. It's just, you know, so it's just difficult because it's like the rejection is harsh over there. It's hard to know if any women are interested in you because they don't show it at all. And like, if you're not making six figures, hell, I'm a freaking spiritual guy. I've been on this spiritual path for 20 years. I'm a good guy. I like being in relationships. I have no fear of commitment. I have and I can't find a steady girlfriend. I can't even find women to date. Why? That like, it's not just me. This, you know, especially when I go to another country and I love the dating over here. It's so much easier over here. You know, there's so many women that I hear like describing me as the perfect guy that they want. Like the qualities that I, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I mean, I have my flaws, but what I'm saying is most women, when they describe a man that they want, they're describing me. And yet I can go years without finding anybody to date. Why is that? Because it's freaking hard. The dynamic is difficult. That's why, in my opinion. You know, it's just my opinion. And it was, you know, I'm saying it's hard. I'm not saying it's not navigatable. I did date when I was over there, you know? I think this is important for me to say. I don't want to give the impression that the stuff that I just said made it impossible to date in the United States or other developed countries, or there is no good aspects to dating. Yes, there is. And you know what? When I did the work on myself, my dating life got better. So I'm not trying to blame women either. What I'm trying to do is just give a realistic aspect that it is the dynamic is difficult over there. It's difficult for a man to date in the United States. Now, men who live in the United States that are listening to this, do your own self-work. Work on you. You can't change the dynamic of social dynamic, because it's not just women that are the problem. It's men and women. And even if it were just women, you can't change women anyway. All we can ever do is change ourselves. So no matter what I ever say a problem is or how I explain it, the work is always internal. We always have to work on ourselves. So I did that, and I had more success dating in the United States when I really did the work on myself to become more confident and to be, you know, so it's not that I couldn't date or I had no dating. I had some wonderful dating experiences in the United States. I'm just saying there were fewer and far between because of the dynamics there. That's all. Okay. So I don't want to give the impression that it's impossible or you can't do it. Of course you can do it. And to do it, you need to work on yourself, men and women. Okay. That's the only thing you can control. You can become aware of the dynamics and then figure out what you need to do to work on it. You know, in me, I needed to become more confident and more resilient to rejection and more forward, and less affected. When I would try to go out there and put myself out, and then I would get attacked by women, like I would get attacked all kinds of different ways. You're too masculine. You're not masculine enough. You're this, you're that. And because I usually dated spiritual women, right? So they're talking energy and spirituality to me. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I second guessed myself. Like, is there something wrong with me? Am I too feminine? And I realized after a while, there wasn't anything wrong with me. I mean, I did need to settle in and be more myself, more confident in who I was, but who I was fine. they were just projecting their crap onto me. They hadn't worked through what they needed to work through, and they were projecting it onto me. So I needed to let that go. Just be confident that my level of balance between the masculine and the feminine was good. It worked for me, and I'm confident in it. And I'm and is there a little work I can do in the future? Sure, I can. But I like me, and I like where I am, and settle into that, and not let their words and rejections knock me around anymore. You know, that was my personal work. Here in the DR, it's awesome because there's beautiful women everywhere. And what it is like when you, if there is a woman that is single and or interested in you over here, there are dating complications over here too. But if there's a woman that is interested in you, then she will look at you. It's that simple. She just looks at you. You can be walking down the street towards each other. And like, if there is a woman that is either in a relationship and not interested in dating, or she's not interested in you in particular for some reason, she will not look at you. Like, you might make eye contact for a moment and she'll look right away. And you, and immediately you know, okay, well, that she's not interested in me. Like, maybe she's got a boyfriend, maybe she's married, who knows? Maybe she's busy. Maybe she's with her kids and doesn't want to talk to me. It doesn't matter, but I know she's not interested right now. And that's all I need to know. Now, if there's a woman that is interested, they'll look right at you, make complete eye contact. No shame. They look right at you. And if you cross, if you, you know, you're walking towards each other and you pass each other, if you look, if you haven't stopped to talk to her and you turn back and look, she'll turn around and look back at you every couple steps to see if you're looking at her. And then if that happens a couple times, like I played with this. So if that happens a couple times, she'll literally stop on the sidewalk, turn around and face you to see if you're going to come talk to her. It's freaking awesome. It's that easy. You know, then you just ask for a phone number. You shoot her a message, you go out on a date. And this can happen anywhere, on the beach, on the sidewalk, anywhere, in a restaurant, anywhere. And it's that easy. You know, then you go on dates. Then sometimes you go on one, sometimes you go on multiple, who knows? You know, then the dating, you know, everything I said previously about the dating thing continues. But that makes life so much easier. I'm telling you, if people in the United States could start doing this, dating would take on a whole new life. Because most people think dating is difficult and struggle with it. And over there, I think, like I said, I did have some success dating. It's not that you can't have success dating. It's just that the successes are fewer and far between, further between, because of the dynamic over there, this game, like this, oh, there's just so much density and crap and BS and surfacey and egoic, all this crap. It's just a man and a woman, man. Like, it's all relax. Relax. You know, if there's somebody you find attractive, like it's okay. Like, women over here do it. Can it be that hard? Like, so, you know, women can be attracted to men physically, right? And I know that, you know, an emotional connection is really important and all that stuff. And that's where the rubber meets the road and all that. That's the real important stuff. And I agree. And it is for men too, if they're honest with themselves. Yeah. I mean, I really believe you need an emotional connection with somebody, you know, that's very important to me. But when I'm just dating, how the hell do I know? How am I trying to skip to step 4 or 5 before I've done step 1? That's what I love here. It's just step 1, man. It's just, hey, you interested? I'm interested. Okay, cool. Let's go out. And you can tell that in a millisecond. Just look at somebody. Ooh, they're attractive. Or, oh, I like that shirt. Or, oh, they're laughing. Maybe they're fun. Maybe they're a happy person. It doesn't matter what it is, but you can tell just by looking at somebody for a moment, like if you're repelled by them or if you're not. And if you're not, then who gives a crap? Go on a date. What's the end of the world? You're out in public. You know, don't put yourself in a situation with a stranger where something bad might happen. But I mean, other than that, go get to know somebody. Worst case scenario, you get to know another person that you'll never see again. It's okay. So this is, if we could bring some of that relaxed state, you know, and just, you know, just if we could let, like over here, let the other sex know or the other person know that you're interested in them, it makes life so much easier. And then go spend some time with them to figure out if they're actually the one, instead of trying to figure that out before you even decide whether you want to go on a date with them. That's how you figure it out. Dating is to get to know people. Like, there isn't such a thing as pre-dating to date. Like, we're so, this is what I meant earlier. Like, people are so concerned about wasting their time going on a date with somebody that they're not compatible with. Don't worry about it, because there is no other way to find out if you're compatible with somebody. So stop with all the BS texting and pushing people off because you don't like that their third picture on their profile has a dog without a collar, and that means that they're irresponsible with their dog or something. Like, I don't even freaking know the level of stuff that people come up with, why they shouldn't date somebody. Like, relax, man. Just go to get to know somebody, you know, easy. Let it be easy. That's how it is over here. And it's great. You know, over here, it's difficult because I'm the minority and they see my white skin, and that represents money to them. So I have to watch that dynamic. So it's not that it's perfect over here. I have to watch dynamics, but as long as I'm open and honest and kind and caring, whoever they are and whatever their intentions are, bubble up to the surface, and I don't judge them for it. If somebody wants to use me, if some woman wants, I find out some woman's using me for money or wants to, it's okay. I don't think they're a bad person. It's the culture. It's like, okay, I get it. They've been through some tough times. They could use some money. They want a man to come save them. It's a different culture. I get it. Whatever. I'm not interested in that. And I move on. No judgment. That's the other thing. Don't demonize the other person. You don't have to. If it's just not right for something that doesn't work for you, that's good enough. You can just end it and walk away. All right. Thanks, all. Hopefully that's helpful. And yeah, I got to end, so I'll talk with you guys soon. Peace.